This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying that the United States hopes to create conditions where people will be able to and will want to return home to their countries rather than resemigrating to the United States. Speaking in Lima, Peru, the third stop on his South American tour, Pompeo said the Trump administration hopes the millions who have fled Venezuela will soon be able to return.
It is our deep hope that we can achieve our objectives quickly, timely, so that these individuals will return to their home countries. It's what they want. I think it's what the people of Peru and Colombia and the other countries that are graciously, generously hosting and educating these people today. We want to create the conditions in every country so this migration, these refugees, don't need to travel to these places.
On Sunday, Pompeo continues to the Colombian border town of Cucuta to visit with Venezuelan refugees. Sudan has its third leader in as many days. Military interim leader Abdel Fattah al-Burhan has promised protesters that they'll soon have a civilian government after 3 days, and I should say 3 decades, of autocratic rule under Omar al-Bashir. We get more from Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder.
Burhan was sworn in on Saturday. He was the military's number three, but is believed to be more ready to talk to the demonstrators. And protests claimed another high-profile scalp Saturday, Sudan's powerful intelligence chief Salah Ghosh. Buoyed by success, protesters ignored an overnight curfew Ibn Auf attempted to impose. Sudan's protests have met violence. At least 16 people were killed by what police said were stray bullets at protests and sit-ins on Thursday and Friday.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says that he will give the U.S. until the end of the year to make a courageous decision on stalled nuclear talks, warning that of very bleak and very dangerous consequences if Washington does not change its approach. Speaking to a session of North Korea's rubber stamp parliament, Kim also said that he is open to meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump one more time, but only if the U.S. changes its attitude. That's according to North Korean state media. In a series of tweets Saturday night, U.S. President Trump denied reports that he asked a border control official to close the U.S. border with Mexico, and that he offered to pardon the official if he faced legal problems for doing so. On Friday, the New York Times and CNN reported that last week Mr. Trump asked Kevin McClellan, the Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, to shut down the U.S.-Mexico border to stop migrants from coming into the U.S. McClellan has since been named the acting Secretary of Homeland Security after the resignation of Kirstjen Nielsen on April 10th. The International Monetary Fund Managing Director Christine Lagarde says that her organization will not help Venezuela deal with the economic crisis until a large majority of its members decide who to recognize as the country's leader. Speaking at the IMF meeting in Washington Saturday, Lagarde said the majority of IMF members have to decide who to recognize, and that process hasn't even started.
It has to be a large majority of the membership actually recognizing diplomatically the authorities that they regard as legitimate. And as soon as that happens, then we move following our membership.
Lagarde said that once a decision is made, the IMF stands ready to help Venezuela, which has been struggling with a deep economic crisis marked by widespread food and medicine shortages as well as hyperinflation. An estimated 3.7 Venezuelans have fled the country. The International Organization for Migration says it has repatriated 160 African migrants.
The situation in and around Tripoli has become increasingly violent and unstable since a renegade general began an offensive April 4th to capture the Libyan capital. IOM spokesman Joel Millman says his agency has had to work around the difficulties posed by increased airport security this week.
Amid the ongoing clashes, IOM staff in Libya coordinated very closely with Libyan authorities to ensure the safe arrival of all migrants coming from different detention centers in different urban areas in Tripoli to Matiga Airport.
That's VOA's Lisa Schlein reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.